WGN, Pete and Jane in the Allstate Skyline Studios. Does this count as Sunday Mass if we have this, the Monsignor on?
We have the music on, or just...
Tomorrow is Giving Tuesday, but you can start giving today to Catholic Charities in the celebration of giving that is going on now through December 31st. Remember, today is Cyber Monday. Tomorrow, Giving Tuesday, so people are asking for donations. Joining us from Catholic Charities is the President and CEO, Monsignor Michael Bolin. Monsignor Mike, how are you, sir?
Hi, Monsignor Mike.
How's yourself?
We are
How are
good.
You doing?
Great.
We are good. Suddenly, I feel like I'm in trouble.
I feel like I went into confessional.
Monsignor, what is the celebration of giving? What is this all about?
Well, this is a once a year that we do a toy drive and gift drive for our children. We have about 25,000 children in our care that have really nothing for Christmas, and so we try to raise awareness and try to get toys and try to get or gifts like sweaters or things for little kids, just to make their Christmas a little bit brighter, because they would not have anything if we did not have this celebration of giving.
Well, how can people get involved and how can they help?
Well, they're always looking for volunteers. If people or companies or families wanted to volunteer, we have a it hasn't been set yet for sure, but where the location is for our, we have like a toy room where the toys, we receive them, then we put them on shelves and then prepare them for the children in the different locations that we have. But they could always call our number, 312-655-7323, or go on our webpage at CatholicCharities.net, and there's all the information they wanted to know about our where all the locations are. We have 170 locations in Cook and Lake County. All of them could be drop-off places for our toy shower if they would like to do the toy shower or a celebration of giving.
That's fantastic. And this starts today through the end of the month. And Monsignor Mike, even though it's the Catholic Charities, you guys serve everyone, over a million people every year, not only this month, but you serve, it doesn't, you know, somebody in need, it doesn't discriminate against what your faith is.
Right, because we don't even ask the question, you know, so for either for our staff when we hire them or as well as for our clients. So when people come in and they're hungry, we feed them. And if they need a place to stay, we try to find a place for them. We try to take care of the children or domestic violence shelters with moms and children. So, yeah, we take care of everyone. We serve, obviously, over a million people in Cook and Lake Counties every year. So in many ways, Catholic Charities is the safety net here in Cook and Lake Counties for all the people who are really struggling. That's why we're there.
Monsignor Mike, shouldn't that be the way that it should be all the time? I feel like nowadays everyone's so angry and we're just looking for something to set us off. Do you find that? I mean, I feel like religion gives people a sense of peace. And of course, this time of year, people want to get involved and give to make them feel better about themselves. But it just should be like this all the time.
It should be. You know, we're blessed here because, you know, we have over 15,000 volunteers throughout the year. We obviously could always use another 15,000, but we have 15,000. And it is amazing. I mean, just last Thursday we served about 350 people Thanksgiving meal here at Catholic Charities on LaSalle Street. And, I mean, it's just for a lot of the volunteers, we had over 150 volunteers that morning or the afternoon. And, you know, it makes your Thanksgiving a lot different when you're here and you realize you're celebrating or really serving and giving thanks to God for your blessings, but also, you know, serving people who are really struggling, those who live in the streets, those who live in the challenged environment. So it does make one, I think the more we learn to give, or not learn to give, but get a chance to give,
right.
And that's what Catholic Charities gives a lot of opportunities for volunteer opportunities all throughout Cook and Lake Counties.
And is the Catholic Charities here in Chicago and Cook and Lake County, is this the biggest organization in the United States? Like, do we have the largest?
Yeah, Catholic Charities of Chicago is the largest in the United States, actually in the world, as far as being a direct service agency. So,
oh, wow.
We actually serve a million people, actually, through shelters, through food. We actually go through the city of Chicago and work with the city, but we go around and anyone who is homeless on the streets, we have five vans every day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to go and invite them to come with us and go to a shelter or to go someplace to get them off the streets. Especially this time of year, it's just really critical. But yeah, we do a lot of things that are kind of behind the scenes in many ways to try to help people, especially those, the people we serve really are the most challenged, you know, in the sense that, so our clients are pretty much, for the most part, very poor, and we try to work with them and walk with them, journey with them, and try if we can to help them move towards self-sufficiency.
And the Black Tie Spirit Ball on December 7th, is that information on CatholicCharities.net?
Yeah, it sure is. Yes, okay. And on December 7th, so this year at the Hilton, so it should be a lot of fun.
That looks like a big fun party. You're a very busy man.
I sure am. It's a lot of fun, though.
It's a lot of fun being the president and CEO because you're doing good things for the Catholic Charities, but yet you're out and about, you're meeting people, and you're getting people to volunteer and help.
Right, and actually you see the good side, you know, as Peter mentioned. I mean, the good thing is you really get the chance to see the generosity of people, the time that they spend. You know, we serve dinner here 5 nights a week on the 721 North of Sale, but we also serve those meals in like 9 different locations, you know, throughout the week in Cook and Lake County. So you really do see a lot of great things. And people are very generous. Obviously, we always hope they would be more generous, but we are here very grateful for their incredible generosity that allows us to be able to serve so many people with compassion and dignity.
And, Monsignor, I have a sister that's a sister. She is a nun that lives in New York. And, first of all, I feel like I have a straight shot to heaven. But I asked her one time, I said, Beth, when did you know your calling? When did you know? And she said to me, when did you know that that Sarah was the one? When you know, which kind of made sense, but didn't really make sense, but it kind of makes sense to me. So when did you know that your calling was being a priest?
Well, I kind of thought about it when I was young, in grammar school and stuff, but then I went off and went to college. I went to St. Xavier College on the South Side. I managed at McDonald's for about 9 years, and then during that period of time, I decided in college to go to the seminary and was then ordained in 1986. So it became clear the older I got. So it's really great.
Okay. I guess when you know, you know.
I think that's a great question. I like to hear the answer, and I like when, Pete, you talk about your sister.
Right. I mean, how did you know Kurt was the one?
Yeah, you just know.
You just kind of know. Yeah. When you know, you know. Monsignor Mike, thanks for coming on. People can go to CatholicCharities.net or 312-655-7323. The celebration of giving starts today through December 31st.
And are tickets still available for the Spirit of St. Nicholas Ball?
Yes, they sure are. And then all the information is on our webpage as well.
Got it. Thank you, Monsignor Mike.
Thank you.
All right.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Thanks. Bye.
This also counts for confession, too, besides Sunday Mass.
Well, it was sort of a little bit echoey, so I did feel like I was in a confession booth. And you can't see the priest, and you're like, oh, I'm sorry, forgive me for my sins.
You know, 12 years at Catholic school, I thought I was in trouble as soon as I heard his voice. It's 720 WGN.